You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.
Sometimes I wonder how the simple rain can weep. Why the wind's a lonely child that cries itself to sleep.
Rosalie Sorrells was a singer-songwriter and Idaho folk music icon for decades. She traveled the country singing folk music and recording more than 20 albums, but she always came home to Idaho. Rosalie passed away in June of 2017, and for years, she had talked with her son, Kevin, about putting on a folk music festival, modeling it after the annual Kate Wolf Festival in California. Unfortunately, she died before she could make that dream a reality. Well, now Kevin and a group of friends are working together to put on the very first Rosalie Sorrells annual Memorial Music Festival this summer. Using a GoFundMe campaign and a lot of spirit, they hope to kick off the two-day festival June 22nd. Kevin Sorrells is joining me live in studio to talk more about the festival as well as his mom. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Kevin, talk to me, about your mom, because we all know her as really this music icon in Idaho. But she was your mom, and that's a whole different story.
Yeah, mom was, she was very unique to how she raised us children. You know, she raised us with ideals of artistic ideas and not so worried about making a whole lot of money or anything like that. So, you know, we have a lot of that in our blood.
And so this festival was kind of a dream of hers, right? To do something like this?
Yeah, hers and I, we talked about it for years. And making Boise like a hub for a lot of the other folk musicians that are like her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'd be like the hub for the Northwest, you know. Mm-hmm. Boise would be like a center for people to come to go to other states around, you know, Colorado and Utah and Oregon and Washington, and Idaho would be like the hub for the folk music clan.
So you said you talked with her about this for years.
Oh yeah, years and years. We started talking about it. I mean, I thought about it probably 10 years ago, and my sister Shelly, she also was very much, she goes to the Kate Wolf, and my sister Holly also, they all are like, you know, we've all been grown up in festivals, so we all talked about it as a dream that we could bring to Idaho and give it to Idaho.
And are you and your siblings, I mean, you're all musically inclined. I mean, this is really something that your mom passed down to you.
My sister Shelly, she played the flute and the Hammond dulcimer. Holly, not so much music, but I guess I got the
you
luck.
Got that bug, right?
I was a little kid when my mom overheard me talking to friends of mine, and they were saying what they were going to be when they grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And one said, "Oh, I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be an officer. I'm going to be a fireman." I said, "I'm going to be a rock star." And I'm going to buy my mom a fleet of Mercedes.
And your mom was like, "All right, let's make that happen."
She bought me a guitar.
So why was a festival like this so important to your mom, to bring something like that, like the Catherine Wolf Festival in California, something like that here to the Gem State?
Just to, give Idaho the culture that she grew up in, and share the music. She was a song collector, and she loved to share that with everybody else. And she loved to bring other people into the music world that, you know, they'd been struggling, you know, like her. You know, she struggled. She's one of the original indie artists when it comes down
right.
to it. You know, so.
And so why is it important to you now to really make this dream of hers, where, as you said, you guys talked about this for years, to really make this happen now, to make it a reality?
Well, basically to do it in her honor, to bring light to her life and you know, bring memories back from what she did, you know, and, mm-hmm. and share that with Boise and give that to Idaho, you know, and share that with the people of Idaho. And
So tell me about the festival, because you gave me a flyer when you came in, and you have got all kinds of performers lined up. So give me an idea of like who will be on stage, who we can see.
Well, we have a lot of very talented local people. One of the things that Mom did was, you know, she liked to bring up people that were like her, struggling.
Mm. Kind of like those up-and-coming people that maybe we don't know a lot about.
Right, yeah. So there's a lot of people on here that also have done stuff with Mom, like Dan Costello. He did a beautiful rendition of my mom's song, Up Is a Nice Place to Be, and he jazzed it up really nice. Oh. And then Ben Burdick Trio, Mom loved jazz, so Ben Burdick also, he does a song that my mom wrote. It's about my brother. Uh-huh. It's a song for David, and the way he does it makes me it makes me cry every time I hear it. And then, like, Judy Banker, she's from Michigan. She's coming all the way here on her own dime, and she's a lot like my mom. She's played in the same places that my mom played. As a matter of fact, she met her husband, who had passed away. She met her husband at this place called The Ark in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And they fell in love. And so Judy Banker is just like, loves my mom. And then there's, you know, Sperry Hunt. He's local. Dave Robinette, he's a local blues hero. And
I mean, this is a big lineup.
Yeah.
So I'm talking with Kevin Sorrells. He is the son of folk singer Rosalie Sorrells. We're talking about raising money for a music festival in her name. Now, the festival at this point is going to be held in Meridian at Kleiner Park. Talk to me about this GoFundMe campaign, because even though you've got it set and it's June 22nd and 23rd and you've got the park all ready to go, you're still needing to raise some more money for the festival.
Yeah, we've got the location secured, and there's a tiny little bit of money left over for other things. But to build this, to go forward, we want to raise money to where we can start making it a annual event.
Okay.
At a bigger venue and mm-hmm. you know, some more popular names, you know, that I'm thinking, mm-hmm. you know, somebody like Taj Mahal, or, you know, maybe,
you might as well dream big, right?
Yeah,
if you're going to do this.
You know, I've always, you know, everybody always says, I have ideals of grandeur.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Oh, but since it's a festival, I mean, we should note that there's more to it than just who's going to be on the main stage, right?
Yeah. This one is actually more of a memorial. Mm-hmm. And we had to go that route because of it's a park, and we have to mm-hmm. – it's a free event. So we do have to raise money to pay for
the use of
multiple
that
things.
But you're doing, will there be things like camping and then evening song circles during this particular festival
this year? No,
not this year, but hopefully in the
future. I mean, we had ideas to do it at the cabin. We had ideas to do it up in Idaho City. Mm-hmm. My whole plan was to do it at Outlaw Field with botanical gardens and all that. But
one of these days, right?
That's the ideals of grandeur.
Yeah, that's all right.
Bonnie Raitt and so on and so forth.
What do you think made your mom so special to her fans? What was it, do you think?
She really liked to reach out to the audience. Her favorite thing was to do house concerts. She would pass up on a big, huge venue to do a house concert so she could reach out to the audience and interject with them. Mm. And tell her stories. She was a storyteller. And she enjoyed the audience participation. And mm-hmm. she would have them sing along with her, and you know, some of the songs that she did, most of the songs she did, people sing along.
Well, this is a beautiful way to remember your mom and to memorialize your mom. I want to thank you for coming in today. I've been talking with Kevin Sorrells. He is the son of folk singer Rosalie Sorrells. We've been talking about raising money for the first Rosalie Sorrells Annual Memorial Music Festival. It is set for June 22nd and 23rd at Meridian's Kleiner Park. They are still hoping to raise some money through their GoFundMe campaign. Again, Kevin, thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
Thank you so much. Also, I'd like to say thank you to Sarah Williams, my wife, Bridget. They have been my heroes getting this to happen.
Well, I'm glad you could say thank you to them. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Just like a trial.